Hey there, it's Nikki Klosser, and I want to let you know about an awesome free giveaway for people on our email list. If you haven't already, click the link in our podcast description or go to theportraitsystem.com/signup to get on the list. If you sign up, you'll get a free Posing 101 PDF to jumpstart things. It's an epic PDF, so you'll definitely want to get this. Also, just by being in our email community, you'll get deals, sales, and information about any of our upcoming events and activities. So head over to theportraitsystem.com/signup and sign up today. You're listening to the Portrait System Podcast.
Self-care is not selfish. We give so much to our clients, to our family, to everybody. But if we don't take care of ourselves, we're going to run out of energy, we're going to run out of juice, and we're going to become just angry people.
Welcome to the Portrait System Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki Klosser, and this show is here to help you succeed in the world of photography and business, to help you learn to become financially free doing what you love and so much more. With over 1 million downloads, countless photographers have taken what they've learned from both our episodes and from theportraitsystem.com, and they have grown their businesses, quit their day jobs, and are designing a life of their dreams. We keep it real and share stories about the ups and downs that come with running a photography business. You'll hear real life stories of how other photographers run their business, and you'll learn actionable steps that you can take to reach your own goals. Thank you so much for being here, and let's get started. Hey guys, now is your chance to check out all of the incredible photography education we have available for you at theportraitsystem.com. For only $7, you will get access to over 1,000 videos, including pricing, posing, marketing, lighting, sales, inspiring photo shoots, self-value, and more. Yes, you'll get your first month for only $7 when you become a pro member, and you'll get access to the full download library with posing guides and workbooks and so much more. Also, this includes a pricing calculator, a studio startup timeline, our weekly live broadcasts, including Sue Bryce's live talks, access to our private, members-only Facebook groups, special discounts on photography products, and so much more. Head over to theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7 to get your first month for only $7. That's theportraitsystem.com and enter the code PODCAST7. Sarai Taylor Roman is back on the Portrait System today, and I can't wait for you to listen. Sarai was my very first guest on this podcast, and a lot has happened with her business in the last 3 years. Sarai shares with us how she has grown her business tremendously and what she did to achieve her success. One thing she talks in depth about is how she hired an associate photographer who now does a ton of shoots for her. Sarai is then able to focus on one of her superpowers, which is bringing in new clients. And, of course, she talks all about the strategy she uses to keep her calendar booked solid. We also chat about how she has grown her confidence so much over the years and how she loves helping others to grow theirs as well. Okay, let's get started with Sarai. Sarai, welcome back to the Portrait System. How are you?
I'm doing great, Nikki. Thank you so much for having me here again.
I'm so excited to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. A lot has happened. When was our last one?
You're our first episode that was aired. That was yes, so that must have been February of 2020. It was like right when everything crazy was happening and the world was shutting down.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure that's when it was. I think it was February.
I mean, none of us expected it. It was crazy. Yeah.
I know. It's so wild. So it has been almost 3 years. Since then. Mm-hmm. So we have lots to catch up on. And then I'll see you coming up at WPPI.
Yes, I will be at WPPI. I'm speaking actually in English and Spanish. So on the 6th, yeah. Doing a Spanish talk on my system on how to, you know, do $30,000 in one day with headshots. And then on the 7th, I'm speaking in English. And that one is about how you can, you know, not capping your sales, but like you can triple your average sale by adding a second genre to headshots. And I'm going to do a live demo. I have one of my clients actually, when I was telling her about it, she's like, do you need a model? And I was like, I do. And so she's actually coming. She's so excited to be a part of it. She's one of my clients that has done headshots and family and boudoir with me. So she's happy to come with and be my model for the day.
Fantastic. I'm speaking on Tuesday. That's the 7th, right? Same day?
Yes, I think so.
Okay, yeah. I'm speaking that evening. I'm excited.
Good.
It's going to be fun.
Good. Because I love it. Like, and then, you know, I'm like, that. Those are the really, the classes that I go to, the ones by the TPS, the ones that you're doing, the one Kat does, the one Ashley does.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I think I get the most out of those courses.
Yeah, totally. And I think there's like already 500, the Portrait System members going. 500
of us. That's amazing.
I know. Isn't that cool?
Yeah. Well, we don't. I think we also are hosting a party for them on the 6th.
Yep, Monday night. It's going to be fancy too. We have to dress up.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
I know. I'm so excited because, you know, we see all of these people in the Facebook group, mm-hmm. you know, after they sign up for the membership, and we see their names. And sometimes their picture is really not one of them, but then you get to meet them in person and it's so cool.
It's so cool. I've been saying that for a really long time. Between, you know, WPPI and the Portrait Masters conferences, it's, you make lifelong friendships. Like, I remember this was, I think it was the first Portrait Masters. Mitzi Starkweather and Olivia Renee were both mm-hmm. there. Mitzi didn't know anybody. She'd come by herself. And I remember she messaged me and she's like, I'm kind of freaking out. I don't know anybody. And I was like, come find me. So she showed up to the party. You know, I saw her, we hugged, and I said, mm-hmm. I want you to meet someone. And I like drug her over to Olivia. And now they're like photography BFFs. Like they have thanked me multiple times for introducing them. It's like the friendships that you make throughout this whole industry is so incredible.
Well, it's just that there's not a lot of people probably in your area that are doing this, and the power of community when we come together and you meet people that are in the same place in that journey, you mm-hmm. know, and you're able to keep each other accountable. You're able to like help each other when you're going through lows. And mm-hmm. it's just amazing. I feel the same with Kat, you know, Kat for yeah. Coates and I, we met in January of 2017 at Sue's studio and we clicked and we've been doing so many things together since then. And, you know, when people say, you know, should I go, you know, to WPPI or should I go to TPM? You know, and I was like, absolutely, because mm-hmm. it's not necessarily the classes, although they're amazing. You know, it's the fact that you get to connect with people doing the same journey that you're doing. And sometimes entrepreneurship can be lonely, but you find your tribe, you find your people, and you're able to make those long lasting friendships and connections.
Absolutely. When I think back to all the times I went to WPPI way back when, because my first time I went was in 2012. I was just starting out. And I'm not a great student. I'm the one that sits at the back that has to move around. I go to the bathroom 3 times. Like I've been like this my whole life. Like I'm just not a great, okay, I should say I'm a great student, but I'm not a great typical sit in a classroom, stare and listen for an hour. You know, it's just mm-hmm. not. Anyways, I always got at least one or two golden nuggets from everyone that I came to listen to. But I will say the best part of it was, like you said, the networking and just the, mm-hmm. yes, you learn a lot, of course. But for someone like me, who's not a super great student, I was a little weary. But man, it is just such a good time and you just meet so many people. And so anyway, I'll get off my little soapbox.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. So if you're, I mean, you know, shameless plug, but yeah, if you're still on the fence of, you know, coming to WPPI and you're already a DPS member, then you should definitely, you know, consider it.
That's free.
You get a free ticket, right? Mm-hmm.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So I know we have so much to catch up on with you, just like your personal business, like your personal photography business. But real quick, you mentioned that you were doing some things with Kat, and I just wanted you to tell people about the 12-month startup really quickly.
Definitely. Yes. So Kat Four Coats and I, we are leading the 12-month startup with the Portrait System. And we just finished the first month, which was focusing on pricing and money mindset, which I think it's so important to lift the industry up and just to give permission, you know, to people that, yes, this is what you can charge for the type of work that you put in and the quality of work that you have. I think that one of my favorite comments that I've seen in this month was the fact that people said, now that I'm seeing everybody posting their pricing and they're all, you know, making sure that they're priced right, then I don't feel scared to post mine and charge what I need to charge. So that was awesome. Yep. But we're going to be going live every month and it's on Tuesdays. I think they're changing the time slightly for the next months, but it's going to be on Tuesdays. And Sue basically you know, launches the month, and she tells us what's going to be covered and, you know, what we need to be getting ready for. And then Kat and I take it, and then we meet weekly with everybody in the Portrait System that wants to tune in live or just watch the replay in the Facebook group. And we meet with them and we guide them through how to break down the big theme for the month that Sue gave us. And then we break it down based on our own experiences. Both of us have slightly different journeys, just like you also have a different journey. And I think that's the beauty of this community, that even though it's the same system, we all, you know, went about it in different ways. And that's the good thing, that we're sharing, you know, how Kat did it, how I did it, how our mentees have done it. And so that everybody can say, oh, okay, I can identify with this. This is what I can do. And even though it's called the startup, it's really geared for people, you know, who this is their first year in business, or maybe they're trying to quit that day job and go full time into photography. But it's also for those people who have been in business for 3-5 years and are ready to get to that next level. And so we are not just talking about the topic for people who are starting up, but if you've already been in the journey for a while and you're ready to maybe bring in associates or double your revenue, mm-hmm. then we're also sharing strategies on how to do that. And so we're just excited to guide you through the whole year. We believe that if we, you know, used to be the 12-week startup, and it's definitely a great way to get you ready. But when this is your first year in business, 12 weeks sometimes is not necessarily enough mm-hmm. to get you ready. And some weeks, you know, you wish you had 3 months to develop it. And then some weeks you were like, hey, this could have been an email. Right. And so we have now stretched it to make sure that we're setting as many people as possible for success. Right. Because if we're giving you enough time to get every part of the puzzle done, so that you yeah. get to ask the questions, you get to get the answers live every week, and you feel like you're going along, you know, side so many people mm-hmm. so that you don't feel alone. And, oh, so and great. I think that that's the beauty of it. And I'm really enjoying it. And if you're not part of the Portrait System, you know, this is a great time to join, just because January just happened and we're about to start with February next Tuesday.
Awesome. Very cool. All right. So you had mentioned associate photographers, and I know that is a huge part of your business now. Now, I did look back at the date. It was February 3rd. So we're recording this on February 2nd. So we're one day off of 3 years from when we did your last episode. And you didn't have an associate program back then, did you?
No, I didn't. I was still working. I was still doing everything. Basically, I had created a job for myself. And it was a good job because it was paying me, you know, monthly what my teacher salary was paying me per year. So it was a good job. But I was still doing everything.
Yeah.
You know, I was like doing the lead generation. I was doing the consultations. I was doing the photo shoots. I was not doing the retouching anymore. I had already outsourced it by then. But I was still doing everything else. And so it got to the point, and I think 2020 was really a gift for me in that regard, because, you know, we had no idea that a month later we would be shut down globally when we recorded that podcast. And it really helped me because we had almost 100K months that year in January and February just doing headshots. And I was like, you know, why are we doing this? And I'm like, it was great. I just didn't know what the purpose of it was. But then we were shut down from mid-March through probably the end of June, where we couldn't see any clients. And we didn't mm-hmm. know what was going to really happen, if we were going to be able to open again or not. But the cool thing with this was that it taught me, when we were forced to be home and do nothing, I realized how much my body and my mind needed that break, because I had been hustling and I had been working at a 100% every single day to get there. And maybe because of the obstacles that I faced when I started as a first generation immigrant, as a woman, you know, and all of those things, I felt like I had to prove myself, you know, to all the people that said, you won't be able to make this happen. And so I always was trying to outdo myself and my sales every single month, but at what cost? At the cost of my health, at the cost of
that's
maybe
stressful.
Not spending as
that
much
sounds,
family.
Yeah.
With my family, right? Which is the things that I actually went in business for. And so being able to just not do anything for 4 months, at first it drove me crazy. But then I was able to rest. I was able to start taking care of my own body because I started cooking, walking, you know, doing all of those things. I was able to, you know, just be present with my daughter, and I enjoyed it so much. And I was so rested, and I realized that that's what I wanted. That what I wanted wasn't necessarily just financial freedom, which I had achieved, but I also wanted time freedom to enjoy the money that was coming in. And to do that, I needed balance in my life. And so I said, okay, if I was able to live for 4 months without having to worry because of what I made on those first 2 months, then I think I can figure out a way to do this in a way that I'm not becoming more stressed, in a way that I'm still present for my loved ones, in a way that I'm still present for myself. Because, you know, self-care is not selfish. We give so much to our clients, to our family, to everybody. But if we don't take care of ourselves, we're going to run out of energy, we're going to run out of juice, and we're going to become just angry people.
Amen to that.
So I was just like, okay, how do we do that? So, you know, the pandemic and the shutdown really helped me rethink what my values were and where I wanted to focus on. So going after that, right, I was like, okay, how can we structure this? You know, how can I bring more people into my team so they can also get more financial freedom while they give me more time, right? Because at the end of the time, at the end of the day, time is not renewable, and you can always make more money, but you cannot make more time. When I realized that, I started training people to work with me, and I started training the people that already worked with me. My first associate photographer was my makeup artist. And she actually started as an assistant because I had a makeup artist that did hair and makeup, and she only did makeup. So she started just assisting. But she realized that I really already had a good system in place. And she's like, okay, so what I'm seeing is that you're doing the same poses in the same order with every client and every outfit. And I said, yes. She's like, okay, so now I know when to move the stool, when to add the table, when to move the lights. But she got the system, and, you know, there were some days, especially when I was throwing fabric or for some creative shoot or stuff like that, that she held the camera. And she was my human tripod while I tossed the fabric or I directed the client up close. And she said, I really like this. And I said, well, I said, do you want to try it? And so from then on, she started photographing the last outfit on every client just to get used to that, to directing, to, you know, interacting with the client, not just as an assistant, but actually as a photographer. And after 6 months, you know, I said, I think you're ready. So I lined up people for her. They came with a discount, you know, because it was an associate photographer. And the first one, she was so nervous. It was one of my previous clients who was super gracious. And we ended up not charging her. But, you know, we had enough time between clients that I was able to say, hey, do this here. Watch out for that, you know.
Uh-huh.
By the end of the day, she was nailing everything. And I said, okay, you're ready.
Isn't that so great?
And, you know, now she, our goal, her goal is to double her revenue from last year to this year. And we did all of, you know, I sat down with her and we looked at all her numbers and everything. And she's going to be able to do that by just working 3 days with me at the studio every month. And that's how it started. Then I got a high school senior who wanted to, you know, just be, I don't know, shadow me. Because, you know, it's like what they wanted to do that. And I said, sure. So she came. I taught her the system. And by the time she graduated high school, she had an average of $4,500 with my male clients.
Wow.
Just doing like five poses that we had. So I was like, okay, this is something I can teach. This is something that is repeatable. And I've now got to a point where I have a business, not just a job, because other people can do it. And I don't have to be there 100% of the time. And the last addition to my team was a virtual assistant, and she was related to one of my clients. I was telling her, you know, that I was looking for that. She's like, oh, I have a cousin who, you know, does VA for another company. maybe I can put you guys in touch. So she did, and I matched her salary from her previous company, and she put in her 2-day notice. And so she's now working with me, doing that from whatever she is. Because, you know, I said my highest value is freedom. So I always want to make sure that I give the freedom to my associate photographers, to my hair makeup team, to my virtual assistant. And I told her, you know, you can do this from wherever you are. Because she's like, I travel a lot. And I was like, fine with me, as long as you can get to my clients within 24 hours when they inquire. And so I taught her my consultation system. And so she takes care of that now. And it's a great place to be. Last year was a very good year of learning, a lot of hard lessons and good lessons. But we're now at a point where it's running without me having to be present there. And it's an amazing place to be. So I'm blessed, and I'm very happy to be able to get to this point.
Yeah, it's so wonderful. And, you know, like you said, obviously shutting down was, you know, we all know. It was a lot of things. It was a lot of things.
Yeah.
But to have that silver lining that came out of that for you is really incredible. And I think a lot of us had some sort of epiphany during that time. Mm-hmm. I know I did. And Sue did. And, you know, it's during a really difficult time to have something come out of it that we could, I don't know, change or just understand our values more or whatever. It's really amazing. Hey, real quick, one thing I want to talk about that I don't want to forget is the lead generation stuff. Mm-hmm. Will you talk a little bit about, I know you said that's the one part of your business that you're still super active in. Mm-hmm. Will you talk about that and how you get the people in the door?
Yeah, absolutely. So lead generation is great because, again, you have to know who your ideal client is. If you don't know who your ideal client is, you're just basically tossing a net up in the open ocean and getting everything. And, you know, when you are like that and it's not defined, you're not going to get the sales that you should be getting. You're going to get tons of no's. So lead generation for me, it's easy in a way because the way that I built my business is based on personal relationships, right? So all of the people that I started working with in 2015 and 2016 and 2017 and 2019, 2020, they all come back. Over, I was doing the math of all the clients that I've seen in the last 3 years, and over 50% of them are return clients. The rest are referrals from those repeat clients. And just about 5% of them are people who have never heard of somebody else that was photographed by me, but they found me on Google, right? Because I've been uploading stuff since 2017. So I'm now ranking a little bit higher on my local page, but I don't really do much with SEO. But, you know, there's about 5% of clients that come through there. The rest are just my clients coming back and their friends and family that they said, hey, you need to go and see Sarai. So that's why I'm still highly involved in the lead generation process, because that's how I use Facebook. Instead of running social media ads, I stay connected with my clients, right? They post that they just got a puppy, or they have a new grandson, or, you know, they just sold a $1 million home, or, you know, they're like vacationing in Italy and they want to know, do you have any tips? So I am there every day for an hour, just connecting with my clients that way. So that I'm aware of their milestones. I'm aware of what's going on. You know, I'm aware of anything, you know, sad happened, whatever. I'm there for them. And because of that, a lot of the leads come through my Facebook messages and Instagram direct messages. So what I do is I screenshot and I send to my VA and I say, hey, this previous client wants to shoot again with us. All their information's on our system. Reach out to them and schedule. Right. And then now that, last year that I started working with my associates, and for example, September, I was not home most of the month. What we did is I sponsored an event with my ideal client, Realtor Women 45 plus. And, you know, somebody else was teaching this workshop for them. And I said, hey, I'll pay for the meals if in exchange, you know, that you're giving them that day, if in exchange I can do a giveaway and I can have access to their contact information.
So
right.
Smart.
And so they were like, mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. So I paid for the drinks and the pastries that they gave that day. I was not there. Actually, I was in Phoenix at the Portress Masters Conference. But we had all the systems in place. And so my VA showed up. She basically read, you know, like, hey, so happy to have you guys here. We're happy to be a sponsor. And we have this giveaway. So we do a giveaway where we get to explain. And the giveaways are always big, you know, $2,000, $2,500, $3,000. And so that we can explain our value, we can explain our price, and we can explain what that includes, right? Mostly it's an educational 3-minute segment. And yes, one person gets that much money toward, you know, their session. But for me, it's just a way to educate a large crowd. And so we educate the crowd and say, hey, if you didn't win, that's okay. We have this voucher that you can use from now until the end of the year. As long as we have your name here already because you attended, just mention that you were part of this event and we'll give you that, you know, you can use that gift voucher. But if you're ready to make an appointment today, we'll double the amount of that offer right now. And we got 23 bookings in 1.5 hour event that we sponsored because we knew exactly who our client audience was, right? And then we had bookings, I think we filled up like 2 months with them. And right now, you know, there's several things going on with my ideal client that are beneficial to me. So we have 2 events that we're sponsoring very, very soon, where we're going to probably get bookings for the rest of the year from those 2 events. And so again, it's knowing who your ideal client is, being super strategic. Most people don't believe when they see me in person that I am an introvert, and I am. Extroverting takes out a lot of me. And that's why if you see me at a conference, you'll see me extroverting 1,000% for a few hours, and then you will not see me for a while because I need to go and recharge. But it's the same thing with my clients here, right? So I don't network every day. I don't network every month, but I know exactly, because I've been doing this for so long, which 3-4 events a year are going to yield the most leads for me. And I'm going to go and become their biggest sponsor. And that's right now what we're getting ready to do, because there's a lot of like award ceremonies for realtors happening this month, next month, and all the way through March. So we take advantage of that.
Yeah. There's a theme here. You aren't sitting behind your computer hoping people are going to find you on Google. You are not just making some posts on social media and hoping people find you. Like, you are out there doing it. So I just want people to understand that this, and it's not like this has to be, you know, a forever thing and you have to do this all the time and whatever, but it does take getting out there and meeting people and building connections and relationships and, you know, all the things you just said you do, you know, that's all part of why you're so successful.
Yes. And it's exactly what Sue taught us, Nikki. And you know that, you know, mm-hmm. She said it's about making connections. I don't bait and switch my clients. I am honest and I'm clear and upfront with them from the beginning, because I know that if I show myself that way from the start, they will want to do business with me. You know, people only do business with you if they know you, if they like you, and if they trust you. And when I started, they didn't know me. They didn't know who I was. Obviously, they know, because they know me, they know if they like me or not. Yeah. And there's no way they could trust me, you know, because they didn't know that what I offer was different from every other headshot photographer in town. So I had to use the voucher system that Sue teaches, right, mm-hmm. in the portrait system. And I was very generous with my vouchers because I wanted people to get to know who I was. I wanted them to go through the process without strings attached, that if they only liked one image that was completely included and they could walk away without paying anything, mm-hmm. right? And once they learn that they could trust me, they will go and tell everybody about me. And that's how I built my business. It's about building those relationships, but also because I'm an introvert, I'm not out there socializing every day. I'm not networking every day. Like I said, it's 4 events that I sponsor very strategically in the year where I actually show up in person, right? I don't need to be there every week, every month, every weekend.
Exactly.
I can't. Even if I could, I wouldn't, because there's other things that I want to spend my time in. But in my case, personally, I can't. I cannot people at that degree every day.
Yeah, agreed. Totally agree. Well, this is awesome. I'm so excited for you. And it just sounds like you're in your wheelhouse. You're doing the things you still want to do. You're outsourcing the things you don't want to do. And yeah, it's awesome. And I know, you know, being that you were a high school teacher before and you're teaching again, you recently released a course.
Yes, I did. I released a course. Basically, I've been teaching this one-on-one since 2018. So people started asking me, you know, what are you doing? Because it's mm-hmm. working. You've been in business only for 3 years and you've already 10x your teacher salary, which, by the way, is not hard to do because teachers don't make a lot of money. But still, the fact that I was making my teacher salary, annual teacher salary, every month on my third year in business after not knowing photography before that, not knowing business before that, right? Everything I learned was in the portrait system. Mm-hmm. People started asking. So I was like, okay, well, let me show you what I've done. As a teacher, I think I had that apprehend because I believed in like creating almost like a curriculum. And I always went back and after each sale, each client, I went and evaluated how it went. What can I do better? What can I do? What didn't go well and I need to change, right? And I will tweak one thing at a time. And I did that for 3 years until I get to a point where I'm like, okay, I'm making this every single month consistently. And so I started teaching that in 2018. My first mentee that I started teaching in 2018, by 2020, she was already making $40,000 a month, every month. Wow. Right. And then mm-hmm. people around her, they were like, okay, she's not going to tell us, but she told us was that she went and worked with you. And I was like, okay, I can teach you. Right. And so we started working with this and I could only take like five people a year. That was in 2018, 2019, 2020, probably took three only. And then 2021, probably I did the same. And it wasn't until last year that Sue Bryce challenged me to say, Sarai, what you have is something that you need to share more openly and in a more structured way. So I launched my first beta course in May of 2022. And I had 12 people who signed up for it and trusted me with the process. And they saw results because up until the moment, I had only been doing it one-on-one. And now I had 12 people that were doing it just on Zoom with me weekly for 6 weeks. Right. And they start seeing results. And I said, okay, this is something that maybe we can do. Then I turned it into a workshop, 2-day workshop, and it still was working. And then I said, you know what? There's only so much of me. And I really want more people to get access to it. So in November of last year, I recorded the whole course and it's launched now. It's www.takeactionwithsarai.com. And they can find the information there. But yes, and there's different aspects. You know, if you just want the consultation, which I call my secret weapon, because really it's where the sales happens, right? And you want to work with headshots, mostly with realtors, then that's it. You know, it's available. If you, for example, want to just get access to the online course and do it at your own pace, you know, be able to watch the course on demand, then there's, you know, you can do that. And we just started this week. You can still join up until next Thursday, you know, and we'll launch it again sometime later in the year. So don't feel like you're missing out completely if you're hearing this later. But you can always go to takeactionwithsarai.com and find out when those release dates will be. We're doing an intensive where I'm meeting with people 1 week at a time and I'm helping them digest the content week by week so that I can set them up for success. You know, some of us and some people are really good at pacing themselves and they're very good at like self, you know, educating kind of, you know, they can watch courses and they can do it on their own and they do one thing at a time. But I'm not one of those people. And for example, I want that handholding. You know, I'm so thankful that I was part of Sue Bryce's, you know, the sales intensive, the marketing intensive when we were going to her studio. And we were getting that information, you know, fed to us based on the issues that we brought up. So that's what the intensive is. It's 8 weeks where they get to try my recipe. I always tell them it's a recipe for a reason. If you're a baker, you know this, right? Like if you add too much sugar or not enough salt or you forget the baking powder or, you know what, the cookie's not going to turn out like the recipe because you didn't put every ingredient in the order that it needed to be done, right? And so that's why I tell people, trust the system, trust the process. You don't have to believe it's going to work yet, But if you do the work week by week and I'm making it digestible for you so that you don't feel overwhelmed, I'm also there because I know the learning process just like you. So I'm like, hey, right now you're on a high because you've seen the testimonials from my clients, from my mentee clients, but that doesn't mean you're going to be there the whole time. And so, you know, I'm talking to them about the psychology of motivation, the psychology of learning, and how learning is not linear. And if they know exactly to expect highs and lows, they'll know, they'll be equipped to learn what to do when they're on that high and maximize that output, or when they're in that low and they need to give themselves some grace, right? So I'm so excited because I am combining three things that I'm so enthusiastic about, which is teaching. That's what my master's degree is for. My bachelor's is in. I've been teaching since I am 17 years old. Actually, since before that, you know, all my friends from school will come to my house because they love my mom's cooking. And then I will help them work through the homework. So that's always been a thing that I've done. But officially getting paid for it, I've been teaching since I'm 17. I taught English to corporate people who wanted to learn English at 17. You know, when I was in college in the US, I taught Spanish. And then I taught Spanish as a high school teacher for 7 years before opening for business. So that there's that. Then there's photography, which is something that I've always enjoyed. I've always considered myself the least creative person in my family. And I like photography because I felt like I didn't need a talent for that because, you know, I just point and shot. I know it's not like that. I've learned so much about photography, but it's something that I just love. I love as a way to express myself. And then the next thing is business because it's free to me. It's allowed me to live the life that I live right now. And it's something that I want for everyone. So I'm putting all of those three things together in one course. I'm so excited. It's finally launched. But, you know, we're going to be doing those intensives throughout the year. So if you were not able to join the first one, don't worry. You'll be able to join the next one. So, yeah, awesome. That's where I am right now.
Very cool. I'm so excited for you. This is also great.
Thank you.
All right, my dear. Now we have to answer the questions that I always ask. And I know you've done this before, but I'm wondering if your answers have changed. So
yes,
number one, something you can't live without when you're doing a photo shoot?
I don't even know what I said last time. I don't remember either. No, I think I cannot live without my system because that's what really allows me to focus and be present for my client. You know, I don't have to worry about like what post next, nothing. It's all in autopilot. It's kind of like breathing.
Yeah.
Something that we do. And so I can focus on my client 100%. So I will say that's it now.
All right. And number two, how do you spend your time when you're not working?
When I'm not working, I love the beach. Like that's, you'll find me there. And I love clear water beaches. And so you'll find me in the Caribbean or maybe the French Riviera or anywhere where you can see your feet.
Yes.
Even if you're like...
Anywhere you can see your feet in the water. That
the water.
Is like...
I need to, because if not, I get scared. I just can't get...
That's a really important thing for me too. And whenever we do like a warm beach vacation, I just have to... I need clear water.
Yes, all right.
Number three is, what is your favorite inspirational quote?
So I think that my favorite inspirational quote is the same one that we did at the beginning with, I think I gave you the same quote. It still is for me a great quote to live by. It's that Marianne Williamson's greatest fear quote. And let me see, I'll tell you what it says. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. You know, it's our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us.
Mm.
Our deepest fear is that we're powerful beyond measure. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. And this hit me hard, like in the last year or so, you know, when Sue was challenging me to take it up to the next level, to start speaking at conferences. I spoke at WPPI. I spoke at PPA this year. I spoke at the Portrait System. And we're doing that all over again this year. You know, my playing small and not sharing what I have, it doesn't really help anybody. But by, you know, taking that next step, I've been able to help so many people, you know, get out of that place where I was before. And to me, that is so fulfilling. You know, the quote continues and it says, there's nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. Mm-hmm. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. And I think this is what I've been experiencing in the last year or so. So many people reaching out to me and say, thank you so much for speaking up. You know, I'm also a first generation immigrant and I didn't believe that I could break that generational curse, but I am doing it now because I see you doing it, you know, and it's so rewarding, Nikki, to have, to see these people, you know, identify with you at such a degree that they motivate them to take action and do the work. And they start seeing the results. Just yesterday, when I was coming back from Cancun, I was at the airport, about to board my plane, and I get a text from a past mentee that I started working less than 2 years ago. And she says, 50K in January. Like, that was her text. And I was just like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. You know, she started working with me when she was a shoot and burn photographer less than 2 years ago. She was moving to a new town. And we started working with her 4 weeks before she moved to this new town. She had clients waiting for her, lined up for her 2 days after she got into town. She made back her whole investment with me that day. Wow. Right? And then she continued doing the work. Her goal was to make $100,000 that year in that new town. She made over $200,000 in a year. And less than a year and a half later, she's already, you know, making $50,000 in probably the slowest month of the year.
That's amazing.
To me, that's so important. You know, the quote ends, and as we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And so Sue did that for me. And now she challenged me to step it up and do that for others. And I feel that I'm living in my true purpose as I do that. It's a wonderful feeling. And obviously, I'm learning so much as I go. It's not, you know, everything is not like perfect. But if there's anything about that I have going for me is that I always welcome a challenge. Every time I have a low or something happens, you know, that is not exactly the way I planned it, I just take it as an opportunity to learn from it so that next time it would be better.
So awesome.
And yeah.
Well, thank you.
It's a good place to be. And thank you so much for having me here today.
Yeah. Thank you for coming back. This was awesome. I'm excited to see you and hug you in person.
I can't wait.
All right, my dear. Well, you have a wonderful rest of the week and I will see you in Vegas.
I will see you soon. Yeah. Take care.
Bye, honey.
Thank you so much for listening to the Portrait System podcast. Your 5-star reviews really help us to continue what we do. So if you like listening, would you mind giving us a review wherever you listen? I also encourage you to head over to SueBriceEducation.com where you can find all of the education you need to be a successful photographer. There are over 1,000 on-demand educational videos on things like posing, lighting, styling, retouching, shooting, marketing, sales, business, and self-value. There's also the 90-day startup challenge plus so many downloads showing hundreds of different poses. We have to-do checklists for your business, lighting PDFs, I mean, truly everything to help make you a better photographer and to make you more money. Once again, that's SueBriceEducation.com.